Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. I'm your host, Jen, here for a solo snippet and sharing what's on my heart today. And that is the power of beliefs. Now, if you've ever worked with me, whether you've done any of my online programs, whether you've been coached by me, or whether we've done hypnotherapy, past life regression therapy, any of my stuff, if you follow me on Instagram, you will know that I bang on so much about beliefs, and probably because I've done a lot of my training in how powerful the subconscious mind is. Essentially, that's what is the premise of hypnotherapy and psychotherapy. We look at the subconscious mind, we look at all the belief systems, and I am so passionate about this because what I wanted to bring to light and share with you today is the power of your belief systems. And I'm so passionate about this. You probably hear my voice changing as I'm getting excited talking about this topic and smiling away and getting really excited, because what a lot of people don't realize is that our whole lives, our whole view of the world is driven by what it is that we choose to believe. Notice how I said choose to believe. That is right. Everything is a choice. Now, I could spend hours talking to you about how the subconscious mind works, how we are programmed to view the world based on all of the pieces of information that we've ever received in our whole entire lives. We could talk about brain waves. We could talk about trauma. We could talk about experiences. We could talk about conditioning and programming. We could even talk about past lives. I can talk about all of these things underwater with a ball gag in my mouth. It is something that I am so freaking passionate about. But I wanted to just circulate this and just kind of condense it into a little package to you, because it is a solo snippet. It's not one of my long-winded episodes. So I want to try and keep this short and sweet. But what I want to bring to light is the fact that our belief systems, everything that we hold within us in our subconscious. So remember, subconscious, sub meaning under, it's not accessible in our conscious mind. Sometimes we don't even know that it's there. Sometimes we know that it might be there, but not sure what it looks like. So side note, if you are considering doing anything around, working with your subconscious, please, for the love of all things, go with a therapist that's done their training, not someone that's done like a weekend certificate or has done psychology and thinks they know how to access the subconscious, or someone that thinks they can just do that through talk therapy. There are certain trained modalities that are going to take you on a journey to get you the results that you need. I'm just going to leave that there as a little side note. So what I wanted to bring to light today is the belief systems that are potentially holding you back in life. So we call those things limiting beliefs. You've probably heard of those if you've had anything to do with personal development. If you've ever worked with me, you'll know that we call those limiting beliefs. And what I like to do is take people on a journey into what it is their expansive belief is. And I wanted to bring this forward because I was working with a beautiful client of mine today. And we were talking about an experience that she was having being able to have a conversation with someone in her life. And I said, okay, well, let's take a look at what the story is that you're telling yourself. She was kind of holding back from having a particular conversation because she wasn't sure how it would go down and what the outcome of that conversation could be. So when we started to pull this belief apart and understand what her story was that she was telling herself, the story was that this person might respond in an unsavory way. And I asked her, okay, well, if that's the worst thing that could happen, if they could, you know, perhaps fire off, get a little bit mad about something, if that's the worst case scenario of what could happen, what is the best case scenario that could happen? And the answer was that it could be received well, that the feedback would be taken on board, and things could move forward in a really beautiful and nourishing way. So I said to her, okay, so what percentage is this story actually true? What part of your mind, percentage-wise, thinks that the worst case could happen? And she said 50%. And I was really interested in that because there is half of her brain that is telling her a story that has a belief around what might happen if she brings up this certain subject with this particular person and the response that this particular person might have. So half of her mind thinks, okay, this could go into the worst way. However, that is the only space that she'd been hanging out the whole time. She's been putting off this conversation for a very long time based on the story that she continued to tell herself, even though when we dug down to it, it was sitting there at 50%. So what we did is we mapped out a little bit deeper of the two options. Okay, so if worst case scenario played out, what might happen then? And if that happened, what might happen then? What's the worst thing that could happen over and over and over again? To find out what it is deep down when we dug right through this, what is it that she was truly scared of happening? We just acknowledged it for what it was. And then we came over to hang out in best case scenario. And we said, okay, well, what is the best thing that could happen through having this conversation? So we went through that and I could see her body language shifting. I could see her eyes lighting up. I could see her allowing herself to just drop her shoulders and be in a more open and excited way of having this conversation, because potentially the best case scenario could potentially play out. The belief that was underneath all of that, though, is that it was going to be unsavory, which it held her back from having this conversation and moving forward in this relationship. Now, remembering how we are in small ways is how we are in all ways. So if we're holding back from having a conversation with one person, we're holding back from having a conversation with multiple people. If we're holding back speaking our truth in one way, we're holding back speaking our truth in all ways. Do you see how when you start to duplicate this model in other areas of your life, you'll start to see, okay, this is where I'm not showing up in the ways in which I could or I want to, or truly going after the things that are so desirable to live the life that you truly want to live. And I want to share a little story because my daughter's just gone on school camp today. And she said to me the other day, she goes, "Mom, I'm not going to go canoeing." That was one of the activities that was on the list for camping. And I said to her, I said, "Darling, why don't you want to go canoeing?" And she said, "Because I'm scared I might fall out." And I said to her, I said, "Look, canoeing's fun. I've been canoeing. You haven't been canoeing, so you don't know what it's like. But somewhere you got the idea of the worst case scenario happening, which is falling out of the canoe." So we went through, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, obviously she'll have a life vest on, but what's the worst thing that could happen? Okay, cool. She might get wet. She might feel a little bit uncomfortable. She might get water in her face. Okay, cool. We'll park that there. Honor the fact that that's a possibility that could happen. But what is the best thing that could happen? And she said that she would have fun and she would be with her friends and that she would have a good time. And I reminded her that that is also a possibility. And I let her know some stories about how I love skydiving and I love bungee jumping and I love doing things out of my comfort zone. Not because I'm, you know, just addicted to the adrenaline and because I like good stories, but I like to push my edges, because if I just sat in the fear constantly, if I just saw all of the negative things that could happen, if I was just going to stay stuck in my comfort zone based on my limiting beliefs, I wouldn't have any good stories to tell. And so I showed her some pictures of when I went skydiving, and I reminded her that, you know, when you step into something, when you find that courage within, you come out generally with a good experience and a really cool story to tell from that. And so she sat with it for a little bit and we went over the mantra that she can say to herself, feel the fear and do it anyway. I checked in with her and asked her to feel in her body what the fear felt like and then what it would feel like to actually go into the canoe and have a great experience. And I'm excited to tell you guys that she woke up this morning and she had been thinking about it. And I said to her, I said, how are you going with it all? What are your thoughts on this? She goes, Mom, I really want to go canoeing now. I'm really excited for it and I want to have a new experience. And I was so proud of her. And I would have been proud of her if she just still decided that she didn't want to go canoeing anyway. But the fact that we explored these different options has now given her a new version of courage to tap into that she wouldn't have had if we had not had this conversation. And so it's so important, especially as parents, to lead by example to our children. And I'm not saying go out there and go skydiving or bungee jumping. In fact, maybe I'm saying that a little bit because it is really fun. It is an edge pusher. It gets you to that end of your comfort zone and you get really cool stories from it. However, when we are constantly stepping outside of that comfort zone, that is where the magic happens. So that is what I wanted to share from my heart to yours on this solo snippet, checking in with your belief systems, checking in with those limiting beliefs that are potentially holding you back, asking yourself what it would look like to have an expansive belief. And if you need support with this, this is an offering that I have for a one-off session in my coaching practice. So it's called a belief reconstruction. And I will teach you the ways. I'll even give you a workbook that you can use over and over and over again to take a limiting belief and create a new and expansive belief. So we completely deconstruct a belief system that has held you back in your life for however old you are, for however many years this has been playing out for, and we reconstruct it in ways in which are going to be nourishing and supportive to the life that you want to live. And then there's actionable steps in order to sustain this new belief. It is a very powerful little modality that I have created. It is an hour of power. We get it done very quickly. I'm here to support you on your journey. So if this is something that you feel could be a full body fuck yes for you, then reach out to me on my website. The website is www.jenhamilton.coach and the link to that is in the show notes. Anyway, my love, thank you for being here and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlightened podcast and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlightened and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.